Welcome to week two of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Larissa Anderson, Black Hawk's Director of Communications, will focus on practicing a life of obedience.
In John 14, 15 through 24, this week's verses on obedience, there are a number of directives from Jesus explaining the reasoning for and the results of obedience. However, it really comes down to this snippet, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commands. If you're anything like me, some of those commands are more difficult to keep than others, and that's where I often run into trouble. As a kid, keeping God's commands meant things like going to church, reading the Bible, and being kind to those around me. We grew up singing, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey." Back then, it was so simple. As a college student, choices I needed to make to be obedient became more difficult. Would I choose to be with the friends who loved Jesus and encouraged my walk? Or would I go to a party and hang out with the popular kids on campus? What kind of a person would I be? Would I follow my own feelings, or would I seek God's way? It certainly wasn't as simple anymore. Now, as a parent, my view of obedience has expanded to include being on the other side of the equation, as the one who knows and loves those I'm asking to make wise decisions. It definitely gives me a whole new perspective. When I ask my son to make a certain choice, like not chasing his little brother around on the wood floors, it's based on my extensive knowledge of who he is, my intense love for him, and my desire to see him happy and healthy in the long run. His decision is based on whether or not he trusts my love for him and therefore my judgment over his own. As a six-year-old, impulses are often the overriding factor, and so the right choice is frequently made only after he's seen the results of making the wrong choice. As an adult, I have the reasoning ability and willpower to make the right choice. But that still doesn't make it easy. And often it actually gets harder the longer I wait. So it comes down to this. Will I love and trust God or myself? If I believe the Bible is truth, then I also believe that I have a Father who knows me intimately, who loves me unconditionally, and who wants a relationship with me that will sustain and satisfy me in the long run. In situations where I choose to trust and obey first, I often feel a huge measure of freedom once I've made that choice. That's the work mentioned in verse 23 when Jesus said, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Like anything else, making the decision to obey makes it easier in subsequent situations. If I've obeyed my Father in the past and have seen how he draws near to me in that decision, how much more quickly will I choose to obey the next time? So, when those hard decisions come to you, will you choose God's infinite love of and plan for you? Will you fortify your relationship with Jesus by honoring his will for your life? Will you trust and obey? So now we'll take a couple of minutes to reflect on several questions about obedience. I'll share each question, and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. What is your experience with being obedient to God? Is it something that comes easily to you? Is there an area of your life in which God is asking you to be obedient? If so, what are some practices you can engage in this week to move toward obedience in that area?
Thanks for joining us for week two of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. Listen in next week as Kelly Anderson, Black Hawk's Care Groups Coordinator, reflects on the practice of baptism.